Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning and welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast. I'm Sammy Jacobs. Along with me is TJ Inman. And we are starting our conference previews for the 2021 season, which is under 60 days away. Today we'll be previewing the ACC, and it's hard to believe that anybody's going to knock off Clemson, at least in my eyes. This year, Notre Dame is not part of the ACC. They don't factor into the conference race, so they're back to the Coastal and Atlantic divisions. We're going to go over championship game predictions, who's going to win that game, who will be in that game. We'll go over our surprise teams, our disappointing teams, and then our player of the year as well. But right now we have a word from our friends over at Spotify Green Room. It is a social media-based hangout to watch your live games. All you need to do is download Spotify Green Room in the iOS and Android App Store. You create a profile, link your Twitter, and join whichever group that you want. It's a great way to talk with insiders, athletes, and executives in real time as you watch the game. All right, TJ, is anybody knocking off Clemson in the ACC?
No. Okay, good ACC podcast. Let's move on.
On to the Big 12.
Right, yeah. I mean, look, we are not soothsayers. We do not have, you know, magic crystal balls. If we did, we'd be making lots of money. But I think that the easy answer on this is no. I know that Clemson, you know, certainly has some turnover to deal with. However, as we know, this is a program that does not, you know, rebuild. They reload. I do think that there is a, you know, a reasonable line of thinking that this could be a tiny bit of a step back for Clemson from what we've seen, you know, the past few years. And I'm not, you know, necessarily saying that that's strictly because Trevor Lawrence goes, because I think DJ Uiagalelei is, you know, going to be not quite Trevor Lawrence, but I think, you know, very, very close to what Trevor Lawrence was for them.
He played very well up at Notre Dame last year as well. Against a very good Notre Dame defense.
Right. My concern, and concern needs to be couched, because this is, you know, you're debating whether or not this is a team that is, you know, the favorite to win the college football title, or maybe the second favorite, versus maybe just merely a playoff team. And I don't quite see a national championship team with Clemson, but I certainly see the far and away clear favorite in the ACC, which, in my, you know, humble opinion, and this is entirely personal preference, to me, it's the least interesting Power Five conference that we have heading into this season.
Yeah, and you know, Clemson gets a taste of the big time right off the bat again as they play Georgia in Charlotte. I think, you know, when you talk about, you know, whether you're a playoff team or a national championship contender, that might be an elimination game for Georgia.
True.
You know,
yeah, they need that one more than Clemson. Yeah.
And maybe even Clemson too, because Clemson, they're probably going to run the table in the ACC. But if you lose to Georgia, you have no room for error. You don't play in the regular season. You don't play UNC. You don't play Miami. So there's not really a ton of you know, great ACC wins outside of maybe at North Carolina State. And then you have, you know, another SEC game at the end of the year in South Carolina. So it's a big game anyway to open the season. It's that first weekend neutral site game. But, you know, people wanted, you know, want a 12-team playoff. Well, you have a pretty big game to start the year that could eliminate. But Georgia, they have to go through the SEC, and I don't think a two-loss non-SEC champion is gonna make it into the playoffs. So, you know, if they make it to the SEC title game at 11-1 and go 11-2 and lose to Alabama, I think they're out too. If they lose to Clemson, Alabama, that's two playoff. You know, we've seen that story already. I don't think anybody challenges Clemson in the Atlantic. Maybe NC State, that game on, I think it's September 25th. It's at NC State. That's their toughest game. My surprise team comes out of the Atlantic as well. I think Boston College is going to be solid this year. They've got a returning quarterback with experience. He played very well last year. That offense has ditched the ground and pound Steve Adazio offense. And I think Coach Haley is opening it up a lot. And they have a favorable schedule. Yeah, they have to go to Clemson, and they play Missouri at home. But other than that, you know, you got a weird road game at UMass, and then you play at Temple. And then back-to-back road games in October at Louisville and Syracuse. But this team could win, you know, 6, 7, 8 games. I don't think that anybody challenges Clemson in the ACC Atlantic. Switching to the Coastal Division, where we've seen a different winner, you know, at least in the last 7 years, you know, playing that ACC title game. Now, nobody's really challenged Clemson in that game. This year, I think it's a two-team race between Miami and North Carolina. Which brings me, well, first, TJ, who's your surprise team of the ACC?
I also had Boston College. You know, I like Phil Jurkovich. I think that offense is coming along. You know, it figures to improve with another year in that system. Typically, you do see a jump, you know, on this timeline. They do bring back all 5 starting offensive linemen. And again, you mentioned the schedule. I don't really think it's too difficult. Certainly, you know, that game against NC State, I think, is the one that determines who finishes second in the division. And frankly, I've got a little bit more trust in Boston College than I do North Carolina State, which could just be because I've seen less of the current staff and that regime that they've got at Boston College than we've seen with NC State, a team that typically – doesn't do all that well living up to expectations. For me, Boston College's defense is going to be the strength of that program. You know, they've got 9 back, but like you said, I think that the offense is getting away from being a liability and maybe being more of a net zero, which, you know, allow the defense to win the games. The offense is not going to hamper them too much this year, mainly because of the progression of Phil Jurkovich at quarterback. So that's also my surprise team. I do think that they find a way to get to 8 wins, finishing 8-4, finishing 2nd in the division. That'd be a very good season for Jeff Hafley and that program.
Yeah, it would be. And, you know, the rest of the ACC Atlantic, before we get into the Coastal, TJ, you know, Florida State, they open against Notre Dame on the Sunday. You know,
it's a fun game. Yeah,
it's a fun game. It's 2 name programs, but, you know, we'll see where Florida State is. They have fallen so far off of their pedestal that, you know, even going 7-5 right now, you know, would be a success. You know, they play Notre Dame. They have to play Miami. They play at Florida, at Clemson, at North Carolina. Their schedule is really difficult. It's just, you know, you never thought you'd say this about Florida State, but finding those 6 wins is going to be difficult. Louisville is they have another fun game against Ole Miss to open the season. Interesting matchup there on I think that's Labor Day Monday, but mm-hmm. it's another team that's coming off they look really good under year one under Scott Satterfield. Took a step back last year. They return some production, but they lose some big time players on offense and defense. I think that opening game will set the tone, and the same for Ole Miss when we do our SEC preview. That game is going to set the tone for the season for those two teams, because a win over Ole Miss could vault Louisville. They do have to play UCF as well in week three. They get Clemson at home at least, and then you skip out on Miami, you skip out on North Carolina, and then you end the season with the game against Kentucky at home. So I mean, you draw Duke out of the Coastal, you draw who else out of the Coastal, Virginia and Wake Forest is in the Atlantic, but you get Virginia and Duke, two of the teams that are probably not going to be factor into that Coastal Division race. And then NC State's a team I debated at number two in this Atlantic Division as well. They do go to Mississippi State in week two. They should beat UCF and Furman, sandwiching that game. If they could get to that game, they'll be 3-0 heading into a home date with Clemson mm-hmm. before finishing off the non-conference schedule at Louisiana Tech. Does NC State have a chance at – you said you don't trust them. Why don't you trust NC State?
But again, and this is simply anecdotally on my part. I don't really think Dave Doran is that great. I think that there has been a bit of a ceiling reached with that program, and any time that there's expectations for them to kind of, improve on that, it does seem like they come up short. Looking at last season, they went 8-4, but you look at the only real quality win that they had in that 8-4 was probably a win over Liberty, which was 15-14, and it's a game that they should not have won. Liberty should have won that game. They got hammered by North Carolina. Yeah. They got hammered by North Carolina. They lost a fairly close game to Miami. I think that might have been like a field goal. Got drilled by Virginia Tech. It was narrow wins over Pitt and Wake Forest. I'm looking at this. Let me pull it up here. At Syracuse, Georgia Tech, they lost to Kentucky in the Gator Bowl. A lot of close games, but they scraped by to get to 8-4. And I don't really see progression. I like the momentum that the Boston College has coming in. I don't think that Devin Leary he looked good when he was healthy last season at quarterback, but I would take Phil Jurkovec over Leary, and I like Boston College's defense ahead of North Carolina State. There's not really anybody else in the division that I feel is anyone to keep an eye on. I think Florida State, it's about recruiting right now with Mike Norvell trying to build that talent base back up, which you would think would not be too tall of a task, but you never know how things are going to go. And when you're not the IT program in that state, and all these other programs, including Indiana, come in and take talent that you're going after as well, it can be kind of hard to get back up to the level you even come close to expecting. I know what Florida State fans want is to compete with Clemson for that division title. They are so far away from that right now. I think, like you said, it's finding a way to get to 6, maybe 7 wins is going to be the goal for them. And I'd be, given the schedule, I'd be kind of surprised if they exceed 6 wins on the season. But, you know, for me, it's Boston College based on the stronger defense plus Phil Jurkovec. I think he's the second best quarterback in the division.
Yeah, and then you get to Syracuse, and Dino Babers is on the hot seat.
He's in trouble, yep.
And I think his hot seat watch, you have to go play at Ohio. You get a Rutgers team at home who's up and coming. You should beat University of Albany, and then you get Liberty at home. If they go 2-2 in that stretch, that's not good. They need to go at least 3-1.
It's an interesting schedule there, going to Ohio, which will not be easy.
Nope.
I would be willing to bet they'll be underdogs for that game. And then, not having done any research on what Ohio's got coming in yet, but knowing what Syracuse has, I would not be surprised if they're underdogs, and they will be underdogs to Liberty. So that's going to be a tricky one to navigate. And yeah, if they slip up, it would not be a surprise to see Babers, you know, get the axe midway through the year, have an interim coach, and then go searching in the off season.
And their bye week comes late. It comes in November. So, you know, they could go down to Florida State, and Babers might not make the trip back up. Finally, right. Wake Forest. Wake Forest has been a steady program, you know, the last 5-6 years. They get Old Dominion to start off with, Norfolk State, Florida State at home. Then they go to Virginia. You know, their first 6 games are very manageable, with Louisville at home and then at Syracuse. You should look at a 4-2 start. You get Army, Duke at North Carolina, NC State at Clemson, at Boston College. I think they're solidly in a bowl game. I don't think they, you know, nobody's challenging Clemson for the division title. All right, down to the Coastal, which is where my most disappointing team is living. I think this is a race between North Carolina and Miami, and I think North Carolina is going to win it, and I think Miami is going to be the disappointing team. I think they come in second in the division, but I think it's how they're going to lose that's going to be disappointing. Miami opens up with Alabama. I think they play that on they play that in Atlanta, so it's an Alabama home game, and that's going to set the tone for the season. We've seen Alabama in openers wreck people's seasons. We saw it with Florida State a couple years ago. You could argue that Alabama destroyed that program right now. But, you know, if Miami gets shellacked against Alabama, and it's a good time to catch Alabama with their breaking in a new quarterback, losing all that talent to the NFL. But they also have to play Michigan State. They have to go to North Carolina. And, you know, there's really not that other, you know, Appalachian State at home too. You know, Miami has a history of, you know, you saw it last year against UNC, and they just got housed at home with the division title on the line. And that's why I put them as my most disappointing team. But I think North Carolina takes that division. They have, I think Sam Howell is the best quarterback in the conference. He's going to be my player of the year as well. And it's a quarterback's game. If you have a good quarterback, they'll miss their running backs that went to the NFL. But I think North Carolina, with getting Miami at home and skipping Clemson and skipping some of these other teams in the Atlantic, I think they're going to take the Coastal again. I'll be Clemson, UNC in the championship. How about you, TJ?
I erred on the same side as you did. Certainly North Carolina, Miami is the two that, most are choosing from there. Sam Howell, I think certainly it's kind of the deciding factor for me. 68 touchdowns in the first 2 years. This is going to be his last season in Chapel Hill. I think he is a special player that probably ends up a top five draft pick, something like that. Certainly concerns in that they have to replace some really good skill players, running backs and wide receivers that are now in the NFL. But given the offense, and I really like offensive coordinator Phil Longo, I think he does a really nice job. And they're going to score a lot of points. That's not the question with them. The question is whether or not they can do enough on defense. Yep. Just get a few stops. It's coming along in recruiting. Like, North Carolina's recruiting very well under Mac Brown, but their defense is not near on the same level as their offense is right now. I do think whenever North Carolina plays Miami, I don't know what the over-under is going to be, but take the over. When you've got Howell going up against Derek King, I'm going with North Carolina to win the division. And then I think kind of by default, you take Miami as your disappointing team, just because they are also expecting to win the division. And one of those teams can't meet expectations. So for me, North Carolina gets to host that game. So I take the Tar Heels. But I think that their lack of consistently good defense is going to prevent them from mounting a real challenge to Clemson.
Yeah. I mean, it's Clemson's division to lose. And, the Coastal has been so even in the last decade. Everybody has represented them in the ACC title game. But there's two teams that may be going through coaching changes at the end of the year. I think David Cutcliffe at Duke is, this might be his last hurrah. His magic has run out. He's an older guy. He had a great run with Duke, but I think it might be time to inject some younger or new blood into that program. They do open up at Charlotte, and we'll see what goes there. They do have a manageable schedule. They have a chance. They have Northwestern coming into Durham as well as Kansas. You could pick up, power five wins there, but you do have to go to North Carolina. Could they go to a bowl? Yeah. And even if they go to a bowl game, I could still see a coaching change, especially if, it'd be nice to go to a bowl game with David Cutcliffe and have him, ride off into the sunset like that. Georgia Tech below that. They just change coaches. They're not going to change coaches, but their schedule is ridiculous. They're playing Georgia at Notre Dame, at Miami, at Clemson. You got North Carolina. You got to think about non-conference scheduling. You open up with NIU at home. You get Kennesaw State. And I know Georgia is a rivalry game, and you kind of get roped into the Notre Dame game as well because of their affiliation with the ACC. But it's really tough to build a program with that schedule. The other coach, I think, who would be on the hot seat is Justin Fuente at Virginia Tech. He's one or two games above 500. That program had so much history under it was Fulmer, wasn't it? No, it wasn't Fulmer. It was blanking on his name. I know. Yeah.
Frank Beamer.
There we go.
Right.
Frank Beamer. And things like that. They open up against North Carolina. It's going to be a tough game. And they just haven't had the success under Justin Fuente that was expected.
And recruiting's not going well either. So it would be surprising to me if Fuente, and he has flirted with other jobs as well. Which, anytime you're flirting with other jobs and the fan base isn't particularly happy with you anyway,
they're going to say, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah. You're sort of asking, it kind of takes whatever rope you had and shortens it. So any type of, not even a step back, but continued disappointment from Virginia Tech, I think is probably going to end the Justin Fuente tenure there. It would not be surprising at all to see that be his last year.
Yeah. And then we've got Pitt and Virginia as well. I think Pitt's going to be a solid team. Their quarterback's back for what it seems like the 8,000th year. He's a solid player. He can make the plays, you know, with his arms and his feet. He's just a tough, when you think of Pittsburgh football, you think of toughness, and and he's that guy. So I think that, you know, they play at Tennessee. Tennessee's under the new coach. I think they can knock them off. They do get Clemson at home. Miami's coming up to Pittsburgh, and you get North Carolina at home. I mean, yep. if you're going to challenge for a conference title, that's the schedule that you want. You got all the big boys coming to you. You do have to go to Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, and Syracuse. But, you know, that's the schedule. You know, if you have enough talent, and I think Pitt is talented, but I don't think they're, you know, I don't think they're as talented as North Carolina and Miami. But you have them come to your place, and they could I wouldn't be shocked if Pitt knocked off one of those teams.
Right. Yeah, with Pitt, it's always the week-to-week consistency that you're looking for. You know, they seem to be good for a couple of slip-ups that prevent them from actually winning that division.
Yeah, I mean, they lost four games in a row last year. Two of them by 1 point each. One by 12, and then they got just housed. I mean, everybody got housed by Notre Dame last year for the most part. But yeah, it's that consistency you have there. Kenny Pickett is really, really good. Taysier Mack, who's a former Hoosier, is their number one wide receiver. Their defense is, I think, going to be really good this year as well. And then let's go down to Virginia. Virginia is rebuilding. They had a nice little run there. They went to the Orange Bowl in 2019. They represented the ACC Coastal in the championship game there as well. But they're coming off a season where, you know, they weren't great. They won five. They lost six. So they're coming off a 5-6 season. And they started with a win, lost four in a row, won four, and then lost the finale at Virginia Tech. And I think that's, you look at that Virginia Tech series, and it's been so one-sided outside of 2019, when Virginia knocked off Virginia Tech. But you have Brennan Armstrong coming back. The running game should be a lot better, and that's what Bronco Mendenhall does best. He has that running game going. When he gets that run game going, Virginia, you know, they could be tough if they could get that run game going. There's a lot of turnover on defense. They had a really stout defense. I remember when I played them, they had a couple NFL guys on that defense. But it's, you know, and you get to see Bronco Mendenhall return to BYU this year sometime at October 30th, but they play, you know, they have to go to North Carolina. They get Illinois at home. It's a good year to get Illinois at home. I have to go to Miami and to Pitt, and they play at BYU. I mean, it's a decent schedule. They could break through to six wins. What's your take on Virginia?
I think you're right. Yeah, just maybe a bowl game. That's probably just about the ceiling. I think that program looked to be on the rise. Things have not quite clicked the way that I thought they would for them. So I'm not sure what their next step. You're certainly not moving on from Mendenhall. That's not what I'm suggesting. But I do think things may have peaked for them, and some changes in coordinators might be coming here in the next season or two, if they don't have an unexpected rise from kind of the mediocrity they've been mired in here for a bit.
Yep. And finally, let's wrap it up with player of the year. Who's your player of the year in the ACC?
Well, I think the three contenders are Derek King, Sam Howell, and then DJ Uiagalelei. I'm going to go with Uiagalelei as my player of the year. I think Clemson wins the conference. I think DJ will be the best player for that team. And obviously tons of attention will be paid to him. So that is my take on it. I would not be shocked, though, to see Sam Howell win that award.
Yeah, I think Sam Howell wins the award, and it could be more of a lifetime achievement award. DJ Uiagalelei is going to – I think he's eligible to come back next year.
Yeah,
correct. And, you know, unless he has a huge year, I don't see him going pro right away. But I think Sam Howell, it's his year to shine. He had been behind Trevor Lawrence and some other guys in that conference. But he's right now preseason, I think he's the best overall player. And unless he totally falls off a cliff, if he puts together another great season, I think he's the shoo-in just because he's the guy who could go wire to wire. And not many people are going to sneak up on Sam Howell. But that does it for our ACC preview. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with our Big 12 preview next week. Tune in and we'll be ready. You can follow us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Hoosier_Huddle. Join our Facebook page as well. Visit HoosierHuddle.com. Keep coming back. Also, we have our pre-order for Hoosier Huddle gear. It's pretty sweet. It's open until August 18th. It's guaranteed to arrive by kickoff on September 4th, and you could get there by clicking the ads on our sites, the shop now. There is also the Hoosier Huddle shop on our tab as well. Go, it's free shipping over $100, and we'll see you there. Anyway, thank you for joining us. That's our ACC preview.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.